Begin the current daf and set the bab basa daf your test. Begin the basic, begin the test master, begin the word the gemara. Hasam eshevchet. Now we're talking about when you're pouring out a whole pot of urine. Says Tais b'tayim b'tayis. You can say Tais asks us to take a second look. Said Bishlam, I could understand the Imari bin Mashkin if it's told by just urinating Zavag up the Tonda Lamas of Mayim, although he already said the stream of water that you have to distance it. Tonda Lamanam high. So he said also urinating the Sagi, you would have thought the same Mishum Tsneusa because of modesty, illiteracy, we let someone urinate by his friend's wall. But if you're talking about pouring out a whole pot of urine, Michael Mashmalon, what exactly are you teaching? Tonda Lay. You already said a stream of water. That's the reason why the Gemara previously said we don't say sand because you already said amazamayim. If somebody says what you could say is the shani chol. No, sand is different. You call shah eight salakoyslis at there at all times. So therefore, you would know it from amazamayim. Amhanach meraglayim, but these urine kolim kurdag. Even if you're pouring out a whole pot, it gets absorbed right away. So therefore, you would have thought it's permitted. Then we have to say it independently. Next test master begin with the Gemara to Yupto the Rabbi Bechana. Now, the Loi Matzalishnui, he couldn't answer. No, the Chikam Rabbi Bechana, when Rabbi Bechana says Allah Bitsunma, when there's bedrock, and therefore he permits to urinate near the wall in that case. No, Chad the first of all, that would be the Frush of Hedge, because then he should have been explicit regarding that. But moreover, the Darsh Mikra, he's founding from a Pasik, Shmam the Loi Matzalik. The Pasik doesn't differentiate. So obviously, it would be in all situations. Next test must begin the Gemara. Amrav Tuvi Rokik in Mamayit. The thin wafer does not minimize the area of the tefach for the transfer of the tuma. Which Tais explains Hach Shmeitza Meisiach. Why is the Gemara bringing the sugi over here? Agav the Prokhle Kamam, because the Gemara is going to ask later on. Dav Chafim at Aleph Azraim, the case of the seeds. Keeping the kosher kosher isn't harmful. The wall shakalu, you can take it away. And according to this halacha that Rav Tuvi same name Shmuel that. If you take away something, it's not might even now, and they would see it as might. Therefore, the Gemara brings this whole sugi over here. Next test, must begin with the Gemara Rokik, the thin wafer, in Mamayit Bechaloit, does not minimize by the window. Now, Dina Chaloin, the halachas of the Tumma transference through a window, Pirish Rudi Bere Mardechai, the Rivam explains, Alpi HaMishnais, based on Mishnais Mesechet Olis in the 13th parak, like this. Demu Chaloin Ha'asul Tashmish, if it's a window that's made for utility, to use the window, the area over there, putting things down over there. So shiur lahavi tuma. So its measurement to bring tuma is by peseach tefach. If it's open a hand breath. Now kishus might mit tefach. When they get minimized from a hand breath, the fill of a mashrib in a minute amount. And maybe it doesn't bring tuma over there. Now v'imu chaloyin shas la'ira. If it's a window that's made just to have the light come through, but also by the other minimum is made by man. Shiur kumalei magdeach gadol shalishka. Its measurement is that of the size of the large drill that was there in the chambers of the Beis Hamikdash. Shukumlei punyon hitalki, which is the amount, the size of the Italian punyon, a type of a coin. Shuhu seli nerainus, which is the Neronian sella. V'yiseira al selastam, and it's bigger than the regular sella. Because the selastam, who pachas mimar lemakdech stam, because the regular sella is less than the size of even the hole of a regular drill. Cholchkin Mekdeach Godel, and for sure from the large drill that was in the base of Mikdash, can be like the Mekdash of Lamazayim and base. The Vaisa Chalin Shos La'ira, now that window that's made for the light, in Mesmait Mestimus Mashu, does not get minimized with closing up a little bit. Kibin Shayi by Kashir, since it had the measurement, Elash Hesmait, until it gets minimized, Shleihei B'Shirayim, that doesn't have left even by the remnants, which has the Bachaz on the words, Kiyim Etzba, or Rei Mitzpoyim, it says a height of two finger breadths, Al Rechev, Goydel, on the width of a thumb. Now, Umbar Sheinos with the Adam, if you have a window that brings in the light that's not made by man, El Ma'atzmai, it's naturally that Kagir Chadu Mayim, like water, made the hole, like Shiratzim, or bugs, then Shiurai, its measurement is Maloy Egrif, is the size of a fist. Now, Chisha Velav Latashmish, if it was thought about, like, okay, let's use it for some type of utility, then Shub says Pesach Tefach. Then it gets the measurement of the opening of a hand breath. And if it's Lema'or for illumination, Shuri Malay Mekdeach. Then its measurement is that the size of the drill. Or Malay Egrif. Now, what's the size of a fist? Mefarash Hashem. So the Mishnah Bukhairis, which is in Kalim in the 7th parak, explains it means by Grifish Shal Ben Avtiach, big person. It was the size of his fist. He says, "Bereish koladam," and the head of a regular type of a person. Now, v'she'inos lo'ira, now, if it's not meant for light, v'le'il tashmer, it's not for utility, ela aver, only for the ear, v'lishmer ginas pardesim, and to be able to protect your gardens and the orchards, to be able to see through it. Oisesh, you're right, that measurement is kevlei makdeach, mainly like the size of a middle, medium-sized drill. Next says, Master, begin the Gemara, ma'ir akok, b'chulu, well, why are you saying a thin wafer than even a thick one? Which, as Tais explained, Hashem Sagadetik, now the Gemara assumes, it's not rakik, davka, well, why do you pick specifically a wafer? Mishum, the Isbaitartik, it has two elements. Chada, first of all, that the loy steam amal yasa, it's not really closing it up, the fish rach, because it's flimsy, it's thin, plus lipal, and also it falls. But more of a shen mavatloy, where he's not nullifying, because he can end up taking it. Shemachi Park, so the Gemara asks, well, I feel an avinami, then even thick, Shemeskayim, where it lasts, hoil ve'enim avatli, since it's not nullifying, enim amayit, should also not be mayit, based on Shmuel's teaching. Niktes Matta begins the Gemara, v'tepikle. The Gemara asks on the reasoning of Shmuel that rock is not mayit, since it's not mavatlet, even if it is mavatlet, it shouldn't be mayit, because it's makabal tuma. Something that's makabal tuma, it's not chaytze b'fnei tuma. That's what the Gemara says, v'tepikle. So it says with the bach adds on the word pirush. Even if you're going to nullify, it's not going to be chatzitza. So even if you're not mevatlet, it's not chaytze mishum the mekabel tuma. It should still not be chatzitza because mekabel tuma. So this place of attainment is a wonder because im yevatale. If you're going to nullify it, then actually it's not mekabel tuma. If it turns tar, the Gemara says the Gemara says they keep us soir. A pile of yeast, sheichdal yeshiva, which they designated they're not going to use it for the challah, they're going to use it for a sitting, like a big box, but let's nullify it. Ubay shesichach bezroim, and a house that used the schach with seeds, tarim, they're also tar. So obviously, you see, given the batle, since you nullified, loy mekabotum, it's not mekabotum. So what's the Gemara's question? Yashem says, because there's the hazam mayah, there's the tovma, like going to abed bushina maisa. You actually did an action that changed it. Because the Gemara says Shabbos Dabin Beis and Beis Kol Hakelim, all vessels Yerlin the Tumah Bach Shabbos. They could be susceptible to Tumah with just thought. Vein Oil Tumah does not get removed from Tumah. Ela Dishin Ma'is only when doing an active change to it. And for the Ma'ichlin, something is regarding food items to be in the Shin Ma'is that you need to have a change of an action. Now, Filo B'Yaldes Eichlin, because even regarding the handles of food items, like a stem, Mucham Per Kam the Sukkot. It's obvious in the Gemara and Sukkot of Yidal Menaf the Ikatana. That there is a town of Islay that holds that you need to be in Bhushina Mesa. And therefore, for sure, the Machalim, and therefore, it's not just Bittel. And therefore, that's why it would be a Chaitzitz. Therefore, it's not going to be a Chaitzitz. Because it is Mekabot Tumah. Can we just begin with the words of the Gemara? Shenelosha be Meperas. Oh, it's not Mekabot Tumah because it was. It was needed with fruit juices. Now, Maslashni, the Gemara could have answered that it just doesn't have the shear of tuma, doesn't have the shear of a measurement of egg. Sets Alis in the 13th parak, Chasha Pachas Mekabeya, Eichlin mentions less than a egg size of food, and Bahadi Hanach, regarding with those items, Sha'ama that says, that it minimizes the handbread. So it technically could have said that also. Then he tells Master begin the Gemara may pay fruit juices. The Pirish Racha Ben Chanal explains Kirin Shemin. Like, for example, it wasn't water with oil. He wasn't precise because the shemen machshu oil is actually it does make it susceptible to mukhid perik on the Shabbos of heirim and beis the bris perik chavos over there nafka dal med aleph the shemen chashav mashke actually oil is one of the seven liquids nafka moil ayitzim mitchilah but just specifically the liquid that oozes out from the aleph in the beginning that's not shemen that would not be machshu the kabbal tuma makes sense not to begin with the words the gemara but tip nesar your tuma with spoiled straw. So he says, it's a wonder because a katech has lavem, they still fit for his animal, are they pierced by crushing it? Kimucha perk, pass to the Shabbos, like it's obvious in the last perk in Shabbos, of Kofnon Heim Abeis. The meaning of the Gemara says, Toshma, Mefarchan is a tevim, Bechulu, that you crush the straw. Alma say, see, Mitrach, Beuch, Lashari, that putting the effort for food is permitted. So I think, Maran says, no, but tipping this aritoma with spoiled straw. So that's when they'll do it. But you see that crushing it makes it royal lachila. Hashem says, what you could say is, the hach over here, Myrish Musra Kokach, it's so spoiled that Phil Adeshum Tikkun Lechaz, that even if you went and crushed it and did some type of remedy for it, it would not be fit, and therefore, that's why he would be Mavatla over there. Next is must begin with the words of the Gemara, right? And we see Kol She'ili Natlum, that that if it would be, you know, if you would take away the box or the jug, it would be able to stand. Okay, then we would consider it as a chatzitza. So Tzitzis explain, Einlefer don't explain that the time. The reason is because Mishum Desayv Elitel Chavis Bekuba, because you're going to end up taking away the box or the barrel. And therefore you need to have Shia Gregas, but to have in that the straw or the dried figs, you have to be able to stand on their own because you're going to take away the box and let's see, can it stay by its own? No, that's the case. Lamai de Parach, according to this, that the Gemara asked, Teben, regarding straw, hokachazile, but it's fit. The Gemara wants to prove him, that even if you're going to take it away, the Gemara should have asked, then why do you need to be able to stand on its own? Then you could have asked on Shmuel, I mean on the questioner that asked on Shmuel, why is it that when you can't stand on their own, it's not chaitzitz? So the Rabbi says the chen hu adin, that the same thing is the chaldava chaitzitz, whatever is blocking, it's just simply because it has to be able to stand on its own, even if you're not going to take away the box of the barrel. Just has to be that this thing, which is a chatzitza, which is it, the tevin or the gregis, has to be that it could stand on its own. The Ketan le'elmach Mishnah, because we learned a bit earlier than that Mishnah, but they besets all this in the sixth parak, Kavri Hames, regarding those who were burying the dead person, so Ibn Mechsad, they were passing a portico, a type of like an open porch, Abo Echad Mehen, and one of them came along, Behigi Besadelis, and he closed the door, Besamchu B'mefteach, and supported with a key. So Imichel tells them, if the door can stand on its own, tar, Vim Lav, now tell me, it's tummy. Same thing is regarding the barrel of the dried figs in the box of straw, which they're in the window. It's all one reason, which is, again, that it should be able to stand on its own. And then it could be blocking off the area. And the kibin d'shein yochel lamed b'fnei atzmai, and the reason for this is because it's really like a temporary type of blockage, because because it can't really stand on its own. Or einam imishum d'vein davar chaitzitz imid al yedavar shein mekabel tuma, because you need that whatever is chaitzitz should stand through something that is not mekabel tuma, and here the thing itself, the box, whatever, is mekabel tuma. Now, me beferish mishnayis. In the commentary of the mishnayis, Matzah read the refound the mefarish that explains that filma mefteach she'en mekabel tomo airi, that halacha the door that you made a stand with a key that it can't stand on its own, that it's not chaitzitz. Is even by a key that's not mekabel tuma. So what would be the reason? Because, and there it's metame. Because lechashav oil lochas b'fnei tuma, it's not considered as oil to separate from the tuma. Because it's standing through a vessel, through something else. Even though it's not mekabel tuma. And for the beleza poligal of tesefta in the brayster, beleza disagrees. But he says no, the tar, it's tar. Since the key is not mekabel tuma, they go according to the reason. The plegim says it's allis. They disagree in allis in the sixth parak. Benadvach, regarding a row of bricks that shunas nagabi kalim, which are placed on top of vessels, afil kleglam klevan kleadama, even regarding dungware and stoneware and earth and earthenware, which are not mekabel tuma, the Rabbi Eliezer nasa oya letar, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, They are oichel to me betarmeitz. It is chaitz b'fnei atuma. With the karnabana in nas oil, it's not made oil. El kishunas lagabevan, only when it's on stones themselves. So this is that we see that they have this machlekes that according to rabbanan, even if what's supporting it is something that's not makabel tuma, still it's not going to be chaitz. It's only if it would be placed on the stone itself, but it's being supported by something else, then it cannot be a chayitzitz.